Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Happy Thursday to you. You are indeed in the loop on Sports Radio 610, and I've got to be honest.
Yes.
Now burned it in my mind is just like images of Seth Payne beating off women with a stick, just like constantly having to do that because there's 200 women chanting Duval.
They loved him. It was amazing.
Yep. He's beating them off. Thanks for laying out on me there, Lopez. That's how we start this Thursday show with my partner not helping me out. That's John Lopez.
I'm Reggie. You heard it, didn't you?
It was your phrasing that got him, Reggie.
Beating off women with a stick is that's very common phraseology. You're not going to beat me.
I know I'm not the only one that heard that.
Very, very clearly. Very clearly.
It's a very easily sliceable cut if you want to make Seth look a certain kind of way.
Whatever, man.
But yes.
but yes. Thank you. 3 minutes later, John Lopez. All right, let's get going on a Thursday.
Let's go.
Let me know how you felt about that. 713-572-4610. We always appreciate you getting involved. Also, we have appreciation for the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live streams. Mm. Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610. I already see y'all in there having a good time. And
it's about
Twitch
to get
chat,
better.
610 Houston. Yeah, you don't know that.
yes, I do.
There they go. There they go. All right. I will pivot very quickly away from, I guess, a faux pas, if you will. Who are these Rockets? You know me. I've been chomping at the bit to talk about these Rockets, who they are, what we're seeing. And I think that widely regarded in basketball spaces, when you're trying to, you know, find a sample that is big enough for you to have any solid takes.
A good start on a semblance of what they are.
10 games.
Yeah.
10 games is usually where you are, and now the Rockets have 10 games in. 7-3. Get a absolute drubbing of the Washington Wizards as
Run
they were supposed
out the
to.
Gym.
That's how it's supposed to look on, you know, on the night where you bring back the Dunkster Knot, where you got the City Edition jerseys, Cam Whitmore's coming back. This is what it was supposed to look like, and that's what it was. However, I want to look at the more holistic thing. Who are these Rockets 10 games in? 713-572-4610. And I think you kind of have an interesting perspective on this in general, and it's probably speaking directly to me.
Actually, it ties with the question of the day in a weird way.
Okay.
Kind of coming around on what they are. I'm kind of coming around on what they are, especially in the landscape of what the NBA is today. Because, you know, we, both of us, have talked about, you know, point guard, I don't know. You know, is it going to be this? Is it going to be that? You know, what role exactly are they going to play? How good are they going to, can you thrive with all that? But more importantly, defensively, we're like, you saw it in the preseason. I saw it early on in the season. We talked about it.
Yeah, because you don't watch preseason basketball.
I really don't. I just watch highlights, and that's just being completely honest.
Same.
But one thing that we both have talked about regarding the defense is they're just not efficient. They give up way too many three-point looks. I think they're like eighth in terms of the most three-pointers they've given up in the and highest percentage in the league. And so we've kind of been wringing our hands, sort of wondering if this is going to get better. You know what, though, Reggie? It's working. It's working. I mean, they are a high-scoring team. Their offensive rebounding is – now, look, we understand that
first in the league.
That wasn't the best team in the world, but over the course of 10 games, it's been like that.
That's right. Yeah. I got a whole bunch of stats. I'm not going to read them all at you. But, I mean, when I look at a lot of these, it's stuff where I go, it's irrefutable, mm-hmm. right? The thing with the Rockets is who they are is a team that is really good already.
Yeah.
That's the thing that's kind of, I and you know me, I like trying to find, poke holes in what's happening mm-hmm. with whatever's in front of me. I've been trying to do that, and even with the places that I have concerns, there's things that I can look at statistically where I go, all right, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And then there's things that I like the look of that I go and I look at the stats and I go, huh, there's room for that to get better. Like, yeah. I think that that's ultimately the interpretation I get. How about this? This team has just knocked down shots in an incredibly, like, the shot making has been really good. Mm-hmm. They're fourth in field goal percentage, and they're third in points per game. They're first in three-point percentage, which is funny because they don't take a lot of threes. In fact, they're literally last in the league on number of threes that they take. They just make so many of them. Like
Reed Shepard, Tari last night.
Tari Eason is shooting like 53% from three this season.
Yeah.
Like they're just, it's really well made offensively in a way that I didn't think that it'd be like that this early.
Right.
And it's very clear it's not fully figured out. But that's the thing that's really amazing to me is that it's not fully formed and yet it's incredibly functional.
I guess what I'm getting at is we may have been spending too much time worrying about what the Rockets don't have than what they are. And what they are is working. The rebounding yesterday was just a joke. I mean, it was just they were eating glass. I mean, it was crazy. And they're knocking down shots on the offensive end. Whatever argument you want to have about point guard and distribution and spacing and open shots, it's working with Amen doing what Amen does. What Reed Shepard has been a revelation. And I thought he would be good. We talked about it before the season started. I thought he would be a guy that deserved to play more. I mean, he's a point guard. You got to get him out on the floor. Number three pick, all that stuff. But he's even better. He's shooting 50% and a lot more threes. He's shooting 50% from three-point range. I think on like just under six attempts a game. Why change it? Why change what you're doing?
And
on either side of the floor.
I am not too big to slide in a little I told you so in here. Mm-hmm. Does it not feel like Reed is becoming the thing that I was hoping he would be, which is just high-level 6th, 7th man?
Well,
or maybe not high-level, but like really solid, capable 6th, 7th man where
level.
He comes in.
Yeah.
And if he scores and has the confidence to do that with the second unit, he could be incredibly valuable to what you do.
Yes, I mean, absolutely. You know, a man is a man. He's going to get a bulk of the minutes. He's going to do what he does. But they morph into something else when Reed is on the floor, and that's what they are. And so, as I mentioned, I'm watching this game. I'm like, they become different teams almost with those two guys on the floor. But the thing that really kind of struck me is, boy, I'm watching this, and I'm like, you're just never going to be really good on defense with the bigs on the floor. You're just never, against the shooters. Okay, okay, you're not. But you're going to be able to get a lot of rebounds, a lot of transition. And when Shepard's on the floor, you're going to be able to run a little bit more off.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, that's really been fun. Defense has been the thing that, you know, I've been kind of talking about a lot. And
I don't think that's going to change. I think this is what they are. Yeah, because you can't change the bigs.
Well, I hear you on that.
Yeah.
I think I go back to, I was referencing the Ime Udoka quote that Danielle Lerner had earlier in the week talking about the zone and how he mentioned that Fred was really very much an organizing force, something that I've talked about and something that
Dylan
I'm still
Brooks.
Looking at. Dylan Brooks was absolutely a big help in that as well, being a veteran on that court. I'm still looking to see who maybe ends up being organizing force in there. But also, he kind of broke down a little bit of that matchup zone and saying that, you know, when you're not immediately engaged in a matchup, you need to have your head on a swivel. And that's something that, to your point of you not thinking
but how
that,
is
that'll
that
change. I don't know, right? Because I want to believe.
But I'm saying embrace it almost.
I want to believe that within that zone, the players that they have on there can lock into a place where they're keeping their head on a swivel and alert to where guys are on the floor so that they can get there and rotate with enough focus. However, it's a lot of guys who are either vets on the floor or, you know, have done this better in years prior, including last year, that are not kind of doing it. And so there is a question for me is like, is this a Dorian Finney-Smith comes back and he ends up being that voice? Or is this just, is that going to be a hole in what they do all season long?
I don't know if I would even say a hole. I think it's here's how I would put it.
I'd still say it's a hole. It's very manageable.
In terms of like what you're seeing on the floor on a given different offensive possession against your defense, yes. But what I'm saying is the big picture, 10 games, 30 games, whatever it may be, I don't know how much better they're going to get. But I think I'll put it this way. I don't know how much of a calculated strategy it was or maybe a little luck involved as well. This whole NBA season is a higher scoring season, and they are a scoring team.
Early on,
it's working, is what I'm saying. The way they play, despite you want them to get better on defense, that's a good constitution of the team for the way the NBA is being played this year. How much of it was luck? How much was calculated strategy? You know, they saw this coming, whatever.
And that's the thing. It's a 10-game sample. Yeah. It's not a 30-game sample. Yeah. So we'll see as that continues to grow. You know me, anxiety's still going to pop out, right? The other teams are not shooting crazy good against them, but they're getting good looks. And that's one of the things I worry about to some degree is who are the teams that knock this down? And it's worth noting the teams that they've played here. Again, it's a 10-game sample. I think we can extrapolate some things. And largely my takeaway is, this works as currently constituted and it's still in its somewhat infancy this season of how they're developing this. However, somebody texts in, and I don't think I fully agree with this from the 281, that the Rockets are a mid-team that can't beat top-tier teams. However, you go and you look at the teams that they've beat. They've beaten the Brooklyn Nets. Are they good?
The Brooklyn Nets? No.
Thank you. The Toronto Raptors, are they good?
Nah.
Boston Celtics?
Yes.
Not this year. Not quite this year, but
they're good.
They're still okay.
Yeah, they're good.
But no Jason Tatum.
Dallas Mavericks?
No.
Nah. Okay. Memphis Grizzlies?
Nope.
Milwaukee Bucks?
Okay.
Pretty good, yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty damn good. And the Wizards. The teams that they have lost to, the Thunder, the Pistons, the Spurs.
Yeah.
Those are the best teams that they have faced. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not saying that that is inherently going to track the entirety of the season where once they get up against the best teams that it's going to falter.
Yeah.
However, I do think that that is an interesting note to have within this, which is this is working. However, the what should this team will be graded on ultimately, maybe not in this moment, will be how do they face fairer against those types of teams. And I think it feels like those types of teams can maybe pick at some of those things that we're talking about right now.
Oh, yeah. No, I was going to say, I think it's working right now. But as far as I think we got time to talk about this or get into this. But when it matters, playoffs and all that stuff, I think that's when the good teams will start picking at that. That's when it could be an issue, but you never know. The Rockets could get that addressed.
I think they could, but we spend a lot of time with the Texans talking about what's your identity, and they have no clue. I think the Rockets know what their identity is now, and that's what I'm saying. If it ain't broke, I get it. You know, you're going to face really good teams and lose some games. I mean, of course you are, but I think they can win those games with this identity if they embrace it.
Yeah, no, and I think it's early, and they got a lot of time to address all of that too. Mm-hmm. But right now, is like you said, John, it's working right now.
It's
so,
working.
Yeah. And there's a lot of figuring out to be done. I mean, there's still the possibility or plausibility that, you know, halfway through the season, they can make some acquisitions. One of the things I mentioned early on in this is, like, the things that are going well, I could easily see those continue to go well. And the things that I've liked, that I've looked at, like, you know, just off of the tape, I look at the numbers and I say there's room to grow. Like, Alperen Şengün being, like, a ball handler, mm-hmm. it's looked really good when he's done that. I'm looking at it, and, I mean, he's had six post-ups per game, approximately six post-ups per game, good for third mm-hmm. In the league behind Giannis and Jokic. He's only really scoring at 0.93 points per game, which could still be higher as he gets more efficient with those. I think that is something that's available to him. Isolation, which he's actually looked pretty good on, 0.88 points per game, which again, or points per possession rather, which it feels like that also has room mm-hmm. to improve. So I'm like, those are just a little small cross-section of places where mm-hmm. I think that I like the things that they're doing and there's room to develop there. So I recognize that the games that they played against good teams are close and that those can get better. 10 games in, I don't want to completely just, you know, drink Kool-Aid, but it does feel like this is a team that is, one, very offensively minded. They do enough defensively.
That's what they are.
And they have a
Embrace it, Reggie.
They've got a lot of upward mobility within it as well. That's who these Rockets seem to be 10 games in. And we'll continue to watch them as they keep going. They'll be back in action tomorrow at home. But until then, we're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get back to these Texans where – I've been talking about this in a way that feels like a gimme. I think a lot of people have been talking about this in this way. Is this going to be the gimme that we think it is? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.